we go through four parts in each module, and the last part is only a little part, and it's a pass through these four sections where we try to touch the meaning of the lower senses. Why do we have them? The sense of touch, the sense of life, the sense of movement, the sense of equilibrium. And the idea behind the exercises is that they are maybe are not only meant that we have contact with the world as it is around us, but it could be that they are meant to bring us into contact, or not just bring us into contact, but create perceptions of what we as human beings are. And in the original idea of these senses was, as Steiner said, that we have a direct perception of ourselves, how we live in our body. And then it has changed, and the senses changed in a way that we perceive the outer world. There's something moving, yeah. There's something balanced or not balanced. And maybe it's about now that we start to dive deeper into our sense perceptions and perceive again in the outer world what the human essence is in it. That things start to speak to us in a way that they reveal also things about ourselves. Not in an intellectual way, but in a way that we have insights which we do not reflect intellectually, but which start to carry us and which can create inspirations, intuitions, imaginations in us, which bring about also a sort of spiritual awakening. And if a potential is there and we do not develop it, this potential will try to make itself noticed by us. And what can you do as a child if nobody cares for you? Nobody loves what you bring, your presence. You have to become difficult. So many, many of the problems we have are just good things which want to be noticed, that they can unfold and open. And that's why we call this, the idea was to make a journey into the lower senses, to bring this inner balance about between what's in us and what's outside of us, but still in a as a space we can enter in, revealing, opening spaces for us. And when we have this balance, maybe forces start to carry us, and also our outer balance in our soul is in balance, reacting towards outside. And maybe even this balance, when we walk, can become more stable because our senses become more alive, because they feel themselves becoming more meaningful, finding the true meaning. And from there we think, and Ilse is here amongst the participants. With her we have been working for weeks discussing what exercises could serve this purpose. We also think that our health becomes nurtured through these exercises. Because when the body unfolds, it's more becoming a home for us. And if we enter our body, the body becomes more happy. And instead of a vicious circle, a circle of joy comes into being. Joy founded on being connected in many, many different ways with what lives in us. And what lives in us, in the human being who is an I, simply said, it's everything.